Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellie with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, the former Hilton Hotel in Brisbane is going under new management after months of claiming that it would not be. After officially revealing in April that the Hilton would be sold, the new name of the Inner City Hotel has been changed to Intercontinental. Renovation works on the hotel are expected to begin this year and proceed over 2 years in the lead-up to the Olympics. The fallout from the bomb cyclone that delivered flash flooding and damaging winds to northern New South Wales earlier in the week is expected to reach southeast Queensland this week. Severe winds have hit the state with speeds reaching up to 65 kilometres per hour that experts say is part of the same weather system that hit New South Wales. Brisbane Airport has already cancelled 15 flights to and from Sydney due to the weather, with experts predicting the windy weather will persist until tomorrow. In national news, South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas is facing criticism for taking control of a council-managed golf course set for a $45 million redevelopment. The sports-loving Premier has moved to establish a LIV Golf in Adelaide's heritage-listed parklands. Mr. Malinauskas and his Labor government has awarded the contract for course redesign to Greg Norman Golf Course Design without going to tender. Norman is a LIV Golf board member and became an outcast in the golfing community when he helped launch the Saudi-backed tour. The course redesign will be completed for an undisclosed fee. In international news, breaking reports are coming in this morning that US President Donald Trump has said Israel has agreed to the necessary conditions to finalize a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza. This is a breaking story and very few details of the ceasefire conditions have been announced. This comes as the death toll continues to rise in Gaza. An internet cafe frequented by journalists has been the latest target of Israeli strikes, killing at least 30 people, including a Palestinian photojournalist. The Al-Baqa Cafe in Gaza is well known for having public internet connection, making it a popular destination for journalists, media workers, activists, and students. It is one of the few businesses to continue operating during the war. Among the dead is 32-year-old Palestinian photojournalist and film director Ismail Abu Hatib. He is well known for his work curating photo exhibitions conveying the horrors of life in Gaza, including a piece recently shown in Los Angeles. Another Palestinian journalist, Bayan Abu Sultan, survived the attack but was injured. Since October 7th, 2023, at least 227 journalists have been killed in Gaza, with the UN calling it the deadliest place in the world for journalists. For your weather this morning, Brisbane is sunny, but don't be fooled. The winds are strong today, my friends. It is currently 14 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is the moderate band. That's all for your news at 11am. We will be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.